This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
On Saturday, February 7th, the Carr Harris Cup returns to CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 7 p.m. to catch the 140th anniversary clash between the Queens Gaels and their crosstown rivals, the RMC Paladins. The Carr Harris Cup is more than just a game. It is a celebration of history, pride, and the Kingston community. And you can catch all the intense action on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Wendell Ferguson, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You are tuned in to Kingston's only truly local radio station, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Oh, yeah. There we go. What's there up, everybody? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Just fine. It's fine and dandy like sour candy. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is hour two of Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, the greatest show on earth.
I just think have such a good time.
Isn't it just fun? We're just in here laughing, carrying on,
yes.
Up to no good.
Yeah, you know, up to our little tricks.
That's right. If you're just tuning in, we come at you, Simone and I, every Wednesday from 8 until 10 in the morning. We're bringing you nothing but the best, nothing but the bops, all the high energy stuff to get you through this cold, drizzly Wednesday. But don't just fall in love with us. Tune in every weekday for Indie Morning Wake Up, because there's different hosts every day of the week.
That's right.
And they're all excellent. They're all wonderful. I'm a big fan. I listen to them pretty much every morning when I'm, you know, doing my doings, getting ready.
Doing your doings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Indie Wake Up Thursdays, especially. I think Cindy and the gang are excellent.
Yeah, excellent.
I think we should, like, crash their show one of these days. Like, just show up and, like, throw our weight around.
Yeah, or like, do a crossover kind of.
No. Like, we just barge in.
Barge in and push them
away. We're like, sorry, days are irrelevant to us. We didn't realize it was Thursday. We're just going to come in.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we have
what a thought.
Big fur coats, big sunglasses, and attitude.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Jeff the Nerd. My last set, we had some South of the Border tunes, an oldie but a goodie from the Buena Vista Social Club. That was called Candela. Yeah. They were hot 25 years ago, and they're hot now. Mm-hmm. And we opened it up with Stir It Up from Patti LaBelle from the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack.
Yeah.
One of my other favorite movies to watch in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes place in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Absolutely. But let's say you're not an antisocial, overly pale nerd, and you do want to get out and see some people and do some events. That's what this segment's about.
Yeah.
This is the Community Event Roundup.
Round it up.
Get along, little doggy. We find out what's going on this coming weekend in and around the Limestone City so that you don't spend your entire weekend with butt glued to couch. Some of that's fine, don't get me wrong, but we have one life to live.
One life.
We better get out there and do some stuff.
Okay.
Got some stuff, Simone?
So what should we do?
What indeed?
Okay, well, let me see. Let me see what you've got here. I know one thing that you can do is go and take a nice walk in the forest.
Yeah?
Yeah, a winter trail walk. Okay, I'm at LeMoyne's Point Conservation Area throughout February.
Okay.
So you have to kind of, it seems like you got to contact them to kind of figure out when that will be, but just know it's an option.
It's always there. They got that posted up, yeah.
It's always an option to just go for a walk out there.
You ever feed the chickadees while you're out there?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just a magical little experience, and they just come and they take their little feet.
Yeah.
And it's a little little jump on there on your hand.
It's adorable.
It is. It's a great moment.
And then, like, the chonky squirrels that live there.
The chonky squirrels.
It's always fun to see them. I think the pig no longer lives there, though. I think
there's
the pig,
a pig
there
that
used
lives
to be
there?
A pig there, yeah, because the farm on the south side of Lemoyne Point, if you take the lakeway entrance, there used to be a farm on the way in, and I knew the fella that used to rent it out, and it was a working farm, and he had some pigs, and occasionally they would kind of escape and just roam around Lemoyne Point.
Really?
People would see this black pot-bellied pig. He would tell me that he'd have sightings of it at the other entrance of Lemoyne Point. So he'd joke with me, this guy Jesse, he'd be like, yeah, that pig, I can't remember how big Lemoyne Point is, but he's like, every day that pig would be doing, like, traversing the park.
Right.
Just going around,
my goodness,
making people happy.
Wow.
Just being a pig. So who knows? Maybe Jesse moved, because I know he did, but maybe the pig population in Lemoyne Point is, like, skyrocketing.
Maybe.
You never know.
Wow.
Either way.
I didn't know that, Jeff.
Pigs. What can you do? Get out to Lemoyne Point, though, or just get out to any, you know, conservation area, any wooded glen.
Yeah.
And just enjoy. Like, I love a good winter trudge. I've said it many times, but there's no other way to, like, get over your fear of the cold than to just embrace it. Just get out there.
Yeah.
Because once you're moving and grooving, you got a few friends, a few laughs.
Yeah.
It warms your soul.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, Jeff.
Lemoyne Point's a lot of fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want to stay in and, you know, tickle your eardrums with some good bluegrass, get down to Musiki this Friday, February 6th, from 8 until 11 p.m., because the Barton Family Band is going to be playing there. Folk, bluegrass, jazz, and pop. No minors. Don't forget, if you're a coal miner, you're not allowed in. Little minor joke. Yeah. Get to Musiki, though. That sounds like it'll be a good time. Not too shabby. That's down at 73 Brock Street.
Right on.
Yeah. That's it?
That's it.
Okay, I got a couple more.
Okay.
The Real Out Queer Film Festival continues this weekend. That's happening all weekend long at the Screening Room. And I think there's some other venues like the library downtown. And I think the Tet might be doing some things. So check out their website. I like a good film festival, especially this one, because it's like underrepresented voices, movies that I would have never heard of otherwise. And that should be the point of a film festival. Should be the point of the film festival.
Right.
Just to get out there and see some good movies and, you know, interact with like-minded cinephiles. There's nothing better than, like, chatting people up in the lobby. Being like, what's your deal?
You like chatting people up?
I like chatting people up in the lobby. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's fun to meet new people.
Yeah. Also, Friday night, February 6th, from 9 until midnight, a free event at Tiernanog Irish Pub. I know St. Patrick's Day is a ways away, but if you want to get warmed up for it.
Oh, get yourself ready for it.
Yeah, they're having a Celtic kitchen party. Traditional and contemporary Celtic, Irish, Scottish covers and originals. 9 o'clock until midnight. You got Andrew Van Horn, Brian Flynn, and it's a sing-song. So, like, if you want to get there and have a little sing-along with him.
Sing-along-long.
I think that's highly encouraged at a Celtic kitchen party.
A Celtic kitchen party.
The best parties are always kitchen parties, I find, anyways. Yeah. Everyone always just winds up there.
Yeah.
So get down to Tiernanog. And do that. If you're a sports fan, though, big game coming up this weekend. The Carr Harris Cup is back. You might have just heard Jesse Bell's golden voice. He's talking about it on the last ad. But Carr Harris Challenge has been the longest hockey rivalry in, I think, Canada. It's Queens and RMC, and that's going to be at the Slush Puppy Center on, what did he say, Saturday night? I think he said Saturday night. Either way, you can go there live. It's a fun time. You can tune in to CFRC for our live coverage. Mm-hmm. It's going to be excellent. I went to it last year with Big Steve, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good live hockey game, especially one like that, because it's like an exhibition game. So it's just like a lot of fun. Anywho, we're going to get back to the tunes. We're coming up on 10 after 9, so next break, we'll talk nerd stuff. Talk Super Bowl. And we'll just go for it. Here's brand new stuff from Gov, spelled G-U-V. This one's a nice little rock ditty called Blue Jade, right here on CFRC.
about on Sega Genesis is the best video game ever.
I disagree. It's a very good game, but I think Donkey Kong is the best game ever.
Donkey Kong sucks.
You know something? You suck.
Run for your life. Keep on running for your life. Catch you later, Chang. You gotta schedule the key.
Oh, yeah. See, we plan ahead. That way we don't do anything right now. Earl, explain it to me.
Like a little Beastie Boy action to get your blood boiling in the morning.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was their classic Sabotage right here on CFRC.
Mm-hmm, 101.9.
I love a good Beastie Boying in the morning. It's not too shabby, yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're just here rocking it out in CFRC headquarters down here in Kingston, Ontario. All good things happen.
Mm-hmm. K-Town.
Oh, yeah. Right on. We just also heard in that last set brand new stuff from the land of Germany. I think you've heard of that place. The Melmax with Run for Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun music video.
Yeah, it was.
Looks like they were robbing a convenience store.
They're doing some stuff.
Yeah.
Some stuff in there.
Some stuff. We heard from the Bang Bang Band Girl with her cover of Wild Thing. She's a one-man band. From, I think, Mexico. Very good stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we open up the set with Blue Jade by Gov. G-U-V.
G-U-V, Gov.
Gov.
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to pronounce it. Brand new stuff.
Yep. Got lots of new stuff for you.
That's what we're here for, an indie morning wake up. You know, we're here to bring the love.
Mix it up. Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
You do a great job with the list there, Jeff.
I have made a critical error today, though, Simone.
What critical error did you make?
Black bean quesadilla and coffee for breakfast.
They're starting to move along. Things are moving along.
Shout out to DJ Mayhem, who has to come into the booth after us. What a harrowing experience.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of harrowing experiences, though.
Yeah.
We got to talk about some TV shows that are going on.
Yeah. And what shows are we watching? What shows are we into? What shows do we recommend?
This is our season for nerd stuff. I love winter, don't get me wrong, but it's a perfect excuse to stay in on a weekend, which is exactly what I'm planning on doing. It's going to be stupid cold out there, so I'm just going to get caught up on my stories.
Okay.
My young and my restless, my guiding light. What was that other? Oh, anyways.
As the world turns.
As the world turns.
General
thank you.
Hospital.
Whichever one the guy from Titanic was in. Like tall, dark drink of water with the mustache.
Yeah, That's you're young and the restless.
That's young and the restless? YR? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, YR.
I was a guiding light kid when I was growing up.
Were you?
Sorry. But if you want a good, I don't know how to segue this. Game of Thrones was very much like a soap opera back when the original series had aired. Long, long episodes, many characters, lots of plot points. You'd forget what was going on. And then, of course, the last season, just fumbled the landing. So that's why I was very cautious about this new Game of Thrones show that's on HBO right now called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Mm-hmm. Saw the trailer. It looked okay, but I wasn't sold. I wasn't set. I was too... Valentine's Day is coming up. I was too jilted by my ex, which was season 8 of the original Game of Thrones. But it wasn't until our man, Vinny the Thrill, sat me down, cornered me, put his finger right in my face, said, "Look, Jeff, you got to start watching this show because it's really good." And he's right.
Oh, my goodness, Jeff.
A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms airs Sunday nights on HBO. This week, though, we're getting an early episode on Friday because of the Super Bowl. They don't want it airing at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it is a nice, stripped-down adventure story with a knight. His name is Sir Duncan the Tall, otherwise known as Dunk, and his little squire Egg, little bald kid named Egg.
Aww, and that's so sweet. He's so cute,
and it's just the two of them trying. He's a brand new knight. He's wet behind the ears. He's a hedge knight, which means he doesn't have money. He just sleeps on the side of the road.
Aww.
Under the stars.
Okay.
And he's just trying to make it in this world.
Yeah.
He wants to be an honorable knight. He's trying to do the right thing. So the whole show just takes place at this rural medieval jousting tournament.
Aww.
Yeah, you got different characters. Different stuff happens, obviously.
Yeah, I like that.
But it's not like the original Game of Thrones where you don't have to, have a Venn diagram. You don't have to have a massive graph of what everyone is doing at any given time. So I highly recommend checking out A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. This is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Onto some movie headlines, I suppose. What's going on in the pop culture world. Happy birthday to Bug Hall.
And who's Bug Hall?
Bug Hall played Alfalfa in the Little Rascals movie in 1993. He dabbled in he was a child actor. He dabbled in kids' movies.
Yeah.
He was in The Big Green with Steve Guttenberg, that soccer movie, and I can't remember what else. I think he's retired from acting, or at least from, I don't know. I think he still works as an actor, but he's 41 years old today. And that's the only celebrity birthday I have today.
That's it?
Bug Hall, everyone. He's adorable.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Totally.
Yeah.
A few little headlines to get through. We've got the first pictures have been released from Martin Scorsese and Steven Spielberg. They are co-producing a 10-episode television series called Cape Fear, based on the movies Cape Fear.
Mm.
Yeah, stars Javier Bardem, who's a very imposing figure.
He is.
Amy Adams and Patrick Wilson. And if I remember the plot of the original Cape Fear, it's like a criminal who's been released from jail but has a gripe with the guy that put him there. And so he stalks him and his family for revenge.
Mm.
Bobby De Niro played him in 1991. Great stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully this new series, 10 episodes, why not? Javier Bardem, look at that guy.
Look at that look. He's got such a strong,
menacing.
Yeah.
I like that guy. We drink a little red wine. We make love. Anyways, Your Friends and Neighbors season 2 trailer has just dropped, and it is also being renewed for a 3rd season. It's on Apple TV. I have not watched it yet, but I'm mentioning it because Chef Nancy at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
She's been on it, and she's been on me to get on that show. It stars John Hamm as a rich socialite who loses all of his money and starts robbing his neighbors because he knows when they're all going to be out so that he can sell their things and keep up his status. But then I think it becomes a thing where he really starts enjoying it.
He enjoys that life.
Yeah, so maybe a cool high-class cat burglar thing with John Hamm.
Okay.
Yeah, so Your Friends and Neighbors, keep that on your radar.
All right.
Yeah. Other things going on.
I saw, a new series on Disney Plus.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, called Wonder Man.
That's right.
Yeah, which is it's from the comic book series.
Is it? It's a Marvel
show. It's a Marvel show. Yeah, it's about a guy who wants to be an actor.
Yeah.
Right? But the movie studios prohibit superheroes, people with superhero powers.
From and acting?
From acting.
Really?
He has superhero powers. He's trying to hide the fact that he has superhero powers.
Interesting.
He just wants to be an actor.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting. So the whole show is all about, like, you see the context, you see it's about a superhero, but you rarely see any of the powers or anything like that stripped down. It's really just about two guys who are friends trying to figure out how can we get to be actors? How do we get them to, you know, hire us and, you know, be in these films?
Cool.
Very, very cool.
I like when Marvel takes a step away from the traditional superhero stuff and, like, it's in that universe, but it's its own thing.
It's its own thing, really, like you said. Said stripped down, very quiet, very interesting. Yeah,
I think a lot of TV shows,
half hour
episodes,
yeah,
easily digestible,
easily.
Sir Ben Kingsley, right? As the Mandarin, I think.
Yeah, he's in it too. There,
he's pretty funny in the Marvel stuff.
Yeah,
and maybe that's the way things are shifting with television shows, where it's like we have so much and so little time and so much other stuff going on that maybe shows need to sort of take a step back, give us less, more stuff in a less packaging.
Yeah, do less.
Yeah. That's why I like these things. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we do have some sports stuff like to watch this week as well. So we need time to watch the Winter Olympics.
Well,
we gotta watch the Winter Olympics. I'm a big fan.
For sure.
Yeah. And then of course the Super Bowl is up on Sunday. The Seattle Seahawks and the Patriots, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for Bad Bunny and Green Day. They're gonna be playing.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a mix.
It's gonna be a mix. But you know what I'm mostly excited for other than the food? Movie trailers.
Yes,
Super Bowl
is
always a big highlight, right?
That's right. You never know.
Oh,
you never know what's going to happen.
There's going to be some good stuff. We already know that there's going to be a big game trailer for Scream 7, starring Canada's own Neve Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Still haunting my dreams in a good way. I should have never taken her posters off my wall.
Oh, my goodness.
She's excellent. We're also going to see trailers for Mandalorian and Grogu movie. We're going to see trailers for the Super Mario movie. Get to see Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see Minions, a Minions trailer. Of course we are. They're never going to stop with Minions. Too much of a cash grab.
Yeah.
But that's the main reason I pay for basic cable, so I can watch the Super Bowl, watch the American channels, watch all those dumb high-budget commercials, see who's shilling for crypto this year, and then watch the movie trailers. All the Christopher Nolan bros are going to be out in force because they're going to probably have an Odyssey trailer.
Oh, okay.
You know the Christopher Nolan bros.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I guess.
You know.
I know them. I do.
We won't speak ill of them.
Okay.
Other little headlines to get through before we get back to the tunes. Greta Gerwig's Narnia movie has wrapped filming.
Okay.
So we can expect to see that, I don't know, maybe next year, I guess.
Maybe,
I think it's in good hands. I like her as a filmmaker.
Yeah, she did well with the Barbie.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So this is like another fantasy movie, just with lions and stuff. Stuff. Yeah, exactly. What else? Darren Aronofsky is facing some backlash because he's got some dumb AI-generated American Revolution show that premiered. It's all completely AI-generated, except for the voices. They got, SAG voice actors.
Okay.
But it looks like...
Does it look good or no?
It looks very basic, to be honest. Like, they're advertising it as like, oh, it's AI-generated, so this is the history the way you've never seen it before.
Right.
But then you watch the footage, and you're like, I kind of have seen this before. In fact, it looks worse.
Really?
And then there's AI mistakes. Like, there's, a lot of, spelling errors and documents. So it just looks like it's been kind of rushed through. I feel bad because Darren Aronofsky, I really like that guy. He's done some good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was telling you before, I was watching a interview with James Cameron, and the question was posed to him, what do you think about a whole AI movie?
Yeah.
You know, he said he doesn't think it would look good. It would be too much an average of everything that AI is pulling for information. It would just be the average of it. And so it would be mediocre.
Exactly. And so if you watched any of the footage from the 1776 show, it's that you nailed it. That's exactly what it looks like. Just kind of like mayonnaise on white bread.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it came out the same year as Ken Burns' American Revolution documentary series, which was excellent. So good. Real people, real reenactments.
Yeah.
Maps. shooting maps, Simone. Anyway, stay away from Darren Aronofsky's and no to Aronofsky.
Stay away from it.
Yes to Ken Burns, as
okay,
always.
Okay.
And then we'll just touch on this. There was an article that got published on the Hollywood Reporter this past week that's ruffling some feathers. And it is about how film students nowadays, especially particularly at UCLA, I think, are struggling to sit through movies. Struggling to watch movies with long run times. They're blaming, cell phone addiction, social media, people that can't kind of put their phone down during these like epic, excellent movies.
Avatar, with the 3 hours, are they talking about that?
I think they were talking about Avatar and
3 hours. Like, what's the limit that people can handle?
I've always heard that, like, if you're teaching a class or if you're doing a lecture, 20 minutes is like the attention span of someone sitting in a lecture hall. And then so 20 minutes or 15 minutes of giving information, then you take a step back and give a little joke, a little hey, how you doing, just to sort of refresh the brain. And then that's what I've heard anyways from lecturers, that like 20 minutes is a sweet spot. So I can understand if you have to sit through The Brutalist, which is 215 minutes. Maybe that's a bit much for anyone. I can't speak. I've got 3 televisions at home. Like, sure, I'll watch Seven Samurai, but I'm also playing Fallout 4 at the same time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
You're a special case.
Yeah. And then maybe this whole thing is specific. Thank you. Maybe this whole thing is specific just to that, just to that school. Because when I was in film school, like, we had smartphones and laptops.
Yeah.
And we had no trouble sitting through the movies because, like, that was what was expected of us.
Yeah.
They're going to ask you a question about it. You better be able to answer it.
Right.
So maybe this is just, like, maybe it's a case of bad teacher. And not bad student.
Maybe.
You never know. Maybe the movie's just not good enough.
Maybe it's not. Yeah.
Who knows? My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we are maybe going to get back to the tunes. Maybe.
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah, let's.
We got a new one from Maud Lang. This one's called TV Star. I think it's written about Esquire Egg. Simone, they make a goose egg ham sandwich in the last episode that looked delicious.
So cute.
They're just sitting by a fire eating a sandwich.
So cute.
Oh, my God.
Cute little egghead.
Right here at CFRC 101.9.
TV star, that's what you are, that's what you are. one? Am I running from the moment or the city where I come from? Right now I'm feeling like a stranger. Don't recognize the voice inside my head, 'cause I've been running from a past life.
Nothing can stop me now, except microscopic germs. But we won't let that happen, will we, Smithers?
No, sir.
Baby, baby, got me shaking in my boots, yeah. Baby, baby, got me quaking in my boots, yeah. Baby, oh girl, oh girl. Baby, baby, my heart's shaking like an earthquake. Baby, 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 my heart's shaking like an earthquake. Baby, oh girl, oh girl, it's alright. Baby, why could you say that you love me?
You nailed that last time. Absolutely.
Synchronize my voice with the, you know, lovely stylings of Slack Bridges.
Right. Ottawa's own Slack Bridges. Mm-hmm. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC.
101.9.
Yeah. Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday coming at you live. Just bringing the heat.
Yeah.
Bringing the smiles.
Yeah, I'm
just
smiling.
Here for some good times.
Yeah.
We just heard CP Westman Orchestra.
Yes.
Their brand new one called Video Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Also in there, with the last set, we had a classic from The Dirt Bombs with Earthquake Heart. We also heard from Arkells featuring Cold War Kids and Past Life. We opened it up with Maud Lang and their brand new one, TV Star.
Mm.
We're just bringing all the goods to you guys.
You ever want to thought about being a TV star?
Depends on what TV show. I mean, if Jersey Shore came out, I would do that.
Would you want to be a Simpson character, maybe?
Ooh, maybe. Maybe not Simpsons now. Simpsons in the 90s.
90s?
Oh, you'd have to, like, hold me down. Yeah. I'll do that Cape Fear episode.
Yeah.
How about you? What TV show would you want to be in?
Probably Family Matters, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Amazing. What else did we learn today, Simone, that we didn't learn yesterday? I would want to be in Knights of the Seven Kingdoms because I want to meet Squire Egg.
I think maybe I'd want to, you know, take my movie ideas to the theaters because I guess it's possible now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about that film Iron Lung, which just rocketed to the top of the box office, fully independent.
Yep.
No big studio.
No gatekeeping.
Yes. Just throw enough money at something good and good things will happen.
Yeah.
$3 million budget. Not too bad.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm going to check that out. That's playing in the screening room. Tonight in the screening room, The Legend of Drunken Master 2, one of Jackie Chan's greatest achievements.
Mm.
That movie is so good. You haven't lived until you've seen Jackie Chan.
I guess I'm not living.
No, until you see Jackie Chan fight off a gang of like 50 little axe-wielding guys.
Wow.
Not little guys, but little axes.
Little axes.
Big guys, little axes.
Okay.
And only Jackie Chan can stop them.
Only him.
Only him and the booze.
See, he's coming back. They're coming back, right? Jackie Chan is coming back?
He's never left. He's in our hearts and minds. He said that he will always keep acting. He said, I'll keep doing this until like the day I die.
Okay, but I thought he's doing like a Rush Hour, another one.
Oh, maybe.
I think I thought
from Melania, from director of Melania, Brett Ratner.
Anyway, I, th- thought. I don't know. I hear these things.
That's because, well, because Brett Ratner directed Melania, and so he's been all buddy-buddy with Trump, and so Donald Trump has been wanting to get Rush Hour 4 off the ground.
Okay.
I don't Rush Hour 3 was terrible, though.
Was it?
It was.
Okay, I don't know.
They
I don't remember
it too.
These things. Okay, okay. Calm down, everybody.
You brought it up. Squire Egg. Squire Egg.
Okay.
Remember Squire Egg.
Okay.
Be calm.
Okay, calm down.
My
calm down.
Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're going to catch you guys next Wednesday. It's our Valentine's special, so we're going to try and get some special guests on to teach us how to write a love ballad and swoon. And
how to swoon?
How to swoon.
Mm.
How to dupe women into going out with me.
Okay.
It's all about dupage.
All right.
Awesome. So keep it locked and ready to rock. The Mood with May is up next. Mayhem is in the house. I've seen her bopping around. She's in there somewhere. And all day long, Wednesdays are great on CFRC. We start things off, and then CFRC just keeps on rocking.
Yeah, rocking and rolling.
Absolutely. So we'll catch you guys next week. We're going to play ourselves out with a few new ditties. We've got brand new Rural Alberta Advantage with The Hunt in Edson. We've got Low Cut Connie with their anti-ice song, Living in the USA, rather a cover of Living in the USA, but we all know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we have time, we're going to hear the great Billy Bragg with City of Heroes. Until next week,
stay
warm, you guys.
Stay warm.
Go Seahawks.
Stay happy.
Go Seahawks.
Stay sweet.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Darling, what a way to wake up. At least this ain't the predator's jaws for touch. Nothing like a rope around the neck. Clarify your thoughts. In this place where I often roam, all of these decisions nag and beg to atone. What does it feel like? Just as unsettling as you could have thought. Cemented in this coffin alone, we'll keep up on your own. And day if I'm a little too rash, avert your eyes now from the trash. Everyone's a goner. Nature this life, I'll be cruel. We'll have beauty check. Darling, what a way to wake up. Surprise brings from the jaws of life towards us. Testing our tensile strength to adjust. Will it appease nothing here fractures us? Play it cool between the bed and the wall. Cup my hands around the gas just to crawl. What does it feel like? Just as unsettling as you could have thought. Shook it off all rather fast. So enjoy the 5th of June while it lasts. Everyone's a goner. Nature this life, I'll be cruel. We'll have beauty tune. You said I'll be alright. In the grand design, less about the predators here, more your touch. Nothing like a rope around the neck just to clarify your thoughts.
Ghost of Martin Niemöller haunts the halls of history. When they came for the communists, he said it's nothing to do with me. When they came for the Democrats, he had nothing to say. And when they came for Jews, he just looked the other way. His silence didn't save him. When they came for him as well, there was no one to speak out for him. Resistance had been quelled. What excuses would you tell yourself if this ever happened to you? Well, I live in a city of heroes. I know what I would do. When they came for the immigrants, I got in their face. When they came for the refugees, I got in their face. When they came for the five-year-olds, I got in their face. When they came to my neighborhood, I just got in their face. They used tear gas and pepper spray against our whistles and our phones. But in this city of heroes, we will protect our home. When they drag people from their cars, I got in their face. When they took families from their homes, I got in their face. When they murdered our sister, I got in their face. And when they murdered our brother, I still got in their face. In Dachau, Martin Niemöller suffered for his complicity. But in this city of heroes, we learn the lessons of history. I will bear witness to terror. I will bear witness to tyranny. I will bear witness to murder. I will bear witness to fascism.
Tune in to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. Join your host, Arrow McCauley, for a free-flow show where words, ideas, and music mingle. Each week, we sit down with one of the local authors and artists leading writing workshops through the Word Labs program. They'll share their stories, their insights, and maybe even a few secrets of their craft. Get your pens ready. After the chat, you'll get writing prompts to stretch your imagination, all set to a soundscape designed to help you focus, relax, and create.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.